around the house, especially when we used to have so much cypress lumber on houses, and they just bore holes all around through those lumber, have a hole here and bore right straight up through that, maybe another hole here and go on somewhere else, right up through that 2x4 or something other, or 1-inch piece. They used to say they didn't bore anything but cypress, but they do, because I've had them bore holes in my house here and out here at this here shop out here where they just bored holes all through the end of the 2x4 on the edge of the roof up there.
Are they kind of, are they a hornet?
No, they look just like a bumblebee, only not quite as big as a bumblebee, but they look just like a bumblebee. And they don't, there's one kind of those that don't sting, and if they got a white spot in there on the center of their head, well, they don't sting, but a solid black one of those will sting. But a bumblebee here, ain't no bumblebee, but what, he'll sting.
Now you're talking about wasps, what kind of them you got?
Oh, we got all kinds of them. There's a great big old red ones and those striped ones and all kinds of those.
You got the kind that build something out of a mud on the side?
That's a dirt dauber wasp, dirt wasp. They used to be awful thick around here. Man, around a pump where you had a little bit of waste water, they'd just be thick, build up in the attic, and anywhere they'd crawl in, they'd build a nest. But
where do yellow jackets nest?
They nest in the ground, same as a bumblebee.
Now, when you were hunting, would you ever walk through the woods and get these kind of things that would get down in your skin and raise welts?
I've had ticks.
These are maybe little, might cause your skin to itch.
Chiggers? Yeah, those chiggers, little red chiggers, they used to be awful bad, yeah. And ticks used to be awful bad, too. We used to have to, well, they just looked like it'd eat some of the cattle up sometimes, those ticks would. We finally had to get gathering the cattle up, had what's called dipping vats. Run those cattle through those dipping vats with some kind of chemicals in the water that jump them off in there, dipping vat, where they'd go clear under. And that got rid of the ticks, and it was quite a job for 2 or 3 years dipping all those cattle. Man, we'd get out and round up every cow on the range and run them through the dipping vat.
Mm-hmm. Did you have that little insect, some were green and some were brown, that would hop along in the grass in the summertime?
Little green frog. They used to be awful thick. Even after we got raising rice, and then when we'd cut the rice with binders and shock it up, you know, those things